This is another example of, I think, where the physical and the metaphysical touch. So, we talked about what reality might look like. There's a material reality, let's say, that's what is, but then there's the reality of what could be, that's potential, something like that. And so, potential has this weird existence. Well, here's another strange thing. You might say, well, what's the best way of conceptualizing reality at the highest level of abstraction? What is reality? There's this old Taoist symbol, the yin and yang symbol, eh? So there's a black serpent, and it has a white dot in it, and there's a white serpent, and it has a black dot in it, and they're tail to tail. And that whole symbol is Tao. And Tao means a bunch of things. It means potential. Live in Tao is to live in the proper manner. And you kind of live on the border between the black serpent and the white serpent. And then you say, well, what are those two things? Well, they're the two ultimate categories of reality, yin and yang. How would you translate that into English? Well, masculine, feminine, that's one translation. But a better one, I would say, is order and chaos.
Thank you. Thank you.